Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I have a co-host with me every Thursday that I get so very lucky. His name is Tom Paulswitz. He's a two-time congressional candidate, small business owner, Navy vet, and an all-around reasonable guy. He joins me today, and so do each and every one of you. It is time to talk about Trump's terror of tariffs, which are taxes. Everybody, can I get out any more T words? Not sure. Join our discussion this afternoon. We got to talk about all this. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. The stock's nosediving in every stock market across the world today. Just want to correct something. His tariffs wiped out $2 trillion in value. $2 trillion, not four. $2 trillion in value today. Just today. Just in the S&P 500. Stocks have fallen more today than they have in a very, very long time. And they are now at their lowest, I believe, since June of 2020. That was, again, absolutely, excuse me, worst day on the S&P since June of 2020. The Dow Jones tumbling 1,600 points, just under 4%. NASDAQ down 6% for its biggest decline since March of 2020. Those are COVID times when, like, basically everything shut down.
So this was a result of someone being proactive versus reacting to a world crisis, which is, it is mind-numbing, right? But here's what Trump had to say today about it. He said, the operation is over. The patient lived and is healing. The prognosis is that the patient will be far stronger, bigger, better, and more resilient than ever before. He thinks that just by putting the tariffs into place, things have radically changed and everything is going to turn into America first. And it's mind-bogglingly stupid. And this is just the tip of what's going to happen.
It's just not going to happen. I mean, yesterday in the Rose Garden, Trump also was talking about Lee Iacocca and the fact that he talked to Lee Iacocca about tariffs. Well, if you don't know who that is,
Calvin, do you know who Lee Iacocca is?
Cal's going to be like, heck no, I don't know who Lee Iacocca is.
Yes, no idea. Yep.
Yeah, of course. He used to run one of our big three auto manufacturers, and he died in 2019. Right. By the way, in 2019, he was 94 when he died, and he had been sick for a long time. So what in the... Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He just says things. That's... And the whole bit about the groceries, let's take a listen. I don't know what cut this is. It's one. We got one of the cuts today. It's this nonsense about the groceries that he starts dribbling on about. Cal, if you got it, let's take a listen here. I think it's cut 33.
Right. But likewise, an old-fashioned term that we use, groceries. I used it on the campaign. It's such an old-fashioned term, but a beautiful term, groceries. It sort of says a bag with different things in it. Groceries.
What?
An old-fashioned term.
This is the stuff that we buy at a grocery store. You know, the place that you never go, Donald, because someone does it for you because you're a billionaire. I wanted to talk to people about what's really going on here. Because to me, that is what is most important. And I want to share with people a couple of facts. Here is a fact. Since 1981, $50 trillion of wealth has been transferred from the bottom 90% of Americans to the top 1%. $50 trillion. We have seen the largest, either by relative percentage or simply by gross number, absolute value, the largest transfer of wealth from working people to the ultra, ultra wealthy in our nation's history since 1981. By the way, that would be Reaganomics, everybody. That's modern conservatism.
Yep.
What Donald Trump, yeah, it doesn't trickle down. It trickles up, which is what everybody actually feels and experiences. And what Donald Trump is doing with tariffs is putting in place the single largest massive transfer of the burden of funding government, of funding basic government functions from wealthy and the ultra wealthy and corporations, placing the overwhelming tax burden, the largest tax increase and tax increased shift to the middle class that our country has ever seen. So, Tom, let me ask you, what's really going on here?
Yeah, well, to me, the analogy just popped in my head. It's like there's this huge fire that's been smoldering and now it's burning, and Donald Trump is bringing a gasoline truck to the fire, and he's about to throw a ton of accelerant on this thing, and that inequality is going to just explode. And here's the thing. You mentioned Citizens United. You mentioned Elon Musk. The people that have the money have figured out a way to buy the system that's going to work for them. And you and I talked about this earlier, right? These tariffs are being put in place, but we have yet to really hear from any CEOs coming out and decrying what's happening and saying, this is absolutely wrong. This is going to destroy our economy, because one, they know personally they'll be able to weather the storm. And then two, they're much more likely to have a better company without regulations and everything else. But the question that's been in the back of my head,
more profitable with less regulation, more ability to pollute and to abuse and to leverage labor to enrich themselves.
But if there's no consumers to be able to buy things, how does that benefit these companies? It's insane to me that you're attacking the people that are your customers and trying to deprive them the ability of buying things from you because you're mad that there's too many regulations that are keeping you from making more money. It's insane to me. It doesn't make any sense, but it's happening over and over again. It's happening in academia. It's happening in healthcare. Right. It's happening in legal firms. Is people are capitulating, think that their income streams are not going to get impacted, when the reality is there's never enough for an autocrat. There's never enough for a fascist. If you give in once, you've given in for life, and you will always be giving. And so he'll be just making the rounds and extracting value wherever he can find it from people who are willing to bend the knee.
Well, and to put that into sharp numerical relief, 75% of our economy is driven by consumer spending. Consumer spending is the middle class. Rich people don't consume, right? They've bought their 100th Rolls Royce. They do not need another one, right? What they do is hoard, right? They hoard money. They make more money from the money, and the money then purchases power, political influence, right? That's what's happening here. We've legalized corruption. Here's what I think the big picture is. And this, the point about where the hell are the CEOs? Where the hell are the Hank Paulsons and the Jamie Dimons, the financial wizards that our country has seemingly bent a knee to for so many decades? They're not saying anything, one, because we have created a compensation system. And I mean that in all forms of compensation, the stock options that CEOs get, the way that compensation is meted out in Wall Street investment firms, that is fundamentally based on the most near-term return, right? It's based on a quarterly or annual return. We have failed to incentivize our largest businesses or largest financial institutions to care about the medium and long term. When there are not good incentive structures, people will do the thing that serves them based on what that incentive is. Yes. Here, the incentive is tomorrow, not a decade. And the incentive is personal enrichment, not actual real, true economic growth that benefits the middle class. So it's perfectly rational for CEOs to remain silent because, let's get rid of regulations that protect regular people who can't put in their own water filtration systems at the tune of $20,000 a pop. Right. They can't clean their own air. And Donald Trump scaring the budget. It's the carrot and stick. Right. Benefits for those that bend the knee and punishments for those that oppose.
And if I somehow stay under the radar, they won't come after me. And are they sorely mistaken, right? Everybody who has any say in what's happening in this country, if you do not agree with Donald Trump and what he's doing, they will find you. They will force you to make a decision about where you stand. And so if you think that you don't have to at this point, you're sadly mistaken. And to me, there has to be some kind of coming together in the academia world, yes, in the legal world, in the business world to say enough is enough. And I have not seen that today after wiping out so much wealth, not just for the wealthy, but people who have 401ks, everything else. There is no one standing up to say this is wrong, this is stupid, and it has to stop.
It has to stop. There was one person that said this is wrong and this is stupid, and I rarely agree with this guy, but I did yesterday. Let's take a listen, Cal, if you've got it. This is Rand Paul saying what everyone knows to be true in the simplest terms possible.
What's the rationale for getting behind this?
Well, one, we should not live under emergency rule. The Constitution said taxes are raised by Congress. Most specifically, taxes originate in the House and come to the Senate. So I'm against emergency rule. But on the tariffs in particular, on the idea of trade, trade is proportional to wealth. The last 70 years of international trade has been an exponential curve upwards, and the last 70 years of prosperity has been upwards also. We are richer because of trade with Canada, and so is Canada. Whenever you trade with somebody, when an individual buys somebody else's product, it's mutually beneficial or you wouldn't buy it. If the trade is voluntary, it's always beneficial. There is no Canada versus the U.S. The consumer wins when the price is the lowest price. Tariffs raise prices and they're a bad idea for the economy.
But what if this is...
Let's just recap here. Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, tariffs raise prices and they are a bad idea for the economy. Yep.
Yep.
And we're seeing those results today.
But that's the first Republican to come out and question this administration in a way that makes any sense.
Yes, clearly, unequivocally.
Now, unfortunately, it's Rand Paul who is a contrarian on everything, right?
On everything.
So I wish it was someone else.
I'll tell you what Mike Pence had to say about it. He opposes this tariff chaos.
Yeah.
And then we'll contrast that with the know-nothing Tommy Tuberville. We'll take your calls and texts. How bad is it going to get for your family,
yeah,
here in Wisconsin from the terror of Trump's tariff tax on the middle class? We discuss further coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our discussion, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be back with more in just a moment.